Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we're looking at biblical examples that show people don't need to accept evil suggestions or concepts, that show we can expect and experience good, not evil. Here's another, maybe a little more unusual. It comes from near the end of Christ Jesus' career. The authorities want to kill Jesus because he's upsetting the traditional religious order, so they take him to Pilate, the Roman governor, asking that Jesus be crucified. Pilate doesn't see that Jesus has caused any particular harm, but he questions him anyway. Jesus refuses to answer some questions, which puzzles Pilate. He asks Jesus if he doesn't realize that he has the power to kill him or release him. This Jesus does answer, saying, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above." That's pretty amazing. Here's Jesus declaring that the only power there is, the only power he submits to, is power from above, from God, good. Despite the situation he's in, Jesus refuses to accept any power but divine power. He rejects the very concept of the possibility of any other power. He knows that evil isn't power. And this is what he goes on to prove. The events of the next hours aren't fun for him, but with his resurrection, he proves that evil isn't a real power. Good is. We're not likely to find ourselves in a situation like Jesus's, but whatever circumstances we face, may we too reject the notion that evil is power and experience the power of good instead. Amen.